And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Oklahoma has been consistently breaking records for new confirmed COVID-19 cases in recent days and weeks, but Governor Kevin Stitt says everything is going according to plan.
We knew we were going to have a little bit of a bump and a spike.
That's the governor at the Capitol on Thursday. Asked whether he was considering rolling back any of the reopening of the economy, Stitt said he sees no reason to. There just aren't enough people being hospitalized to justify that.
Closing down with 277 people in the hospital, absolutely not. That's not part of the discussion at this point.
That number of hospitalizations increased to 308 shortly after the governor spoke. Stitt also took the same position that Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum did earlier this week, saying that he has no immediate plans to require Oklahomans wear masks to slow the spread of the disease.
I'm always reluctant to mandate things and mandate different things, but because it's about freedom, it's about personal responsibility, and I think, again, Oklahomans do a really, really good job.
Stitt made the remarks at a Q&A following a press conference about Medicaid. Oklahoma voters will decide at the polls on Tuesday whether or not to expand Medicaid coverage to more uninsured Oklahomans. Stitt says he's against State Question 802 because it's simply too costly. He says that the only way to pay for it would be raising taxes, which he vows he will not do, or to cut essential services.
Whether it's education, transportation, public safety, or it's going to be increased taxes.
Earlier at the press conference, which, unlike the Q&A portion, was not made publicly available via live stream, Stitt presented the results of an audit of the state's Medicaid program, which his administration claims did not properly verify eligibility for some recipients. State Auditor Cindy Byrd said almost $30 million of Medicaid spending may have been paid on behalf of children who are not eligible for benefits. That's less than 1% of expenditures, but the governor says any overspending is a problem.
If it's more than a ham sandwich, we're going to fix it, and we're going to make sure that it's we spend that money correctly.
The Oklahoma Policy Institute, which has advocated for expanding Medicaid, issued a statement Thursday questioning the timing of the audit's release 5 days before Oklahomans will vote on the matter, adding that the data presented Thursday do not appear to align with past federal audits. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.